The ongoing legal battle in Ashland, where the Board of Aldermen is seeking impeachment for one of its board members, Jeff Anderson, is unlikely to reach a resolution soon, as board members voted last night, 3-2, to reject a resolution that would have dropped legal proceedings against them and reinstated Anderson to the board. Last September, the board accused Anderson of conducting an unauthorized investigation of the city's police department, among other charges, and an attempt was made to remove Anderson from the board. But Anderson was reinstated by a Boone County circuit judge, who said Anderson had been denied due process when the board suspended him. At last night's regular meeting of the board, Anderson said his fight to remain on the board is becoming expensive.
I've been wrongfully accused, and I've had to spend a lot of money to defend myself from fraudulent accusations. And I think the city should, if they are willing to do so, compensate my attorney for his fees.
Ashland Mayor Gene Rohr agrees the dispute is becoming expensive for the city and would like to see the issue resolved soon. Rohr says the impeachment process has cost the city $20,000 so far, and the cost will continue to rise.
We're continuing to spend money on legal fees for an impeachment. It's costing the city and the taxpayers money they shouldn't have to spend. What do we get out of this? Nothing. The attorneys win. The city loses.
Ashland Alderman Tony Tagger voted with Anderson last night in favor of dropping the articles of impeachment and for Anderson to drop any litigation against the city of Ashland. But the two were outvoted. Rohr also says he will contact all the members of the board to settle on a date for the parties involved to discuss the matter, with the view of reaching a resolution soon. Greg Daly, KBIA News.